escape out of this and find you at the bottom of the sea. Thank you.
When I was invited to be part of this panel, I was very excited by the opportunity of being here. But when I actually looked at the brief, I was just a bit concerned about where to start. So I started with some brainstorming, and I started to look at what we mean by society. When we were thinking about the needs of society, I wanted a sort of a nice sort of meaty starting place. So I assumed that we mean a stable society. And in a stable society, we'll look at some of the definitions a bit further in a moment, a stable society allows us a lot of freedom. And it's freedom to enjoy our education that breaks down barriers. We have the opportunity to feel invested in the society that we live in. We're free to actually express a considered view and our opinions. We have the opportunities to secure employment and have the status around being employed and being able to be consumers if that's what we wish to do. And we can contribute to our society through the payment of taxes. And I thought that this may seem really basic, but actually that starting place helped me appreciate that we're actually in a wonderful place. New Zealand is a really great place to be. So, this slide is just an image taken from the United Nations Global Survey for a Better World. I don't know whether you can see the information clearly there. So, in this global survey, you see that education, a good education, is top of the list. But when I actually went down through the rest of the list, it was so remarkable for me how many of those boxes we can tick in New Zealand. I was listening to the radio earlier today and heard about the attack in Munich. We do rely on, we want a stable society, and for all these conversations that we're having today to occur, stability is at the core of things. We all value a good education. We want better healthcare, and good education outcomes will help us achieve that. We want an honest and responsive government, although you might actually disagree. There may be shades of disagreement in this room. For the most part, I think this is true. I won't go through the entire list, but I think it's just really heartening to look down that list, and this is us in New Zealand. Most people in tertiary study that I speak to have very, very clear defined outcomes in terms of employment. In the course of a typical year, I speak to at least 1,500 people individually. I run over 100 workshops each year on topics relating to employment and the experience that people face after study. But typically people will say things, if you ask people why they're studying, why they come to university, why they're in the tertiary sector, they'll say they're looking for a good job, a career that makes me happy, a better job, security, the ability to travel. Education though now has a cost attached to it. When I went to university many, many, many years ago, study was free. Society paid for me to go to university. Now it's the consumer pays. And when you're paying for university study, I believe that you have greater expectations. It's an investment. And for us in New Zealand, it's an individual investment, but also social investment, since we do subsidise education. But when we start to look at the investment return for certain people in our society, we see that investment is not equal for everyone. And although maybe this isn't a popular thing to say, perhaps leading on from a comment earlier, there are particular subject areas, particular disciplines where the return on investment is actually significantly better. We do have destination reports. There is Statistics New Zealand and Ministry of Education, the Tertiary Education Commission here in New Zealand produce such reports. Globally, most countries will produce some sort of destination report. We tend to sort of look most closely at the reports coming out of Australia. But certainly the data shows consistently that your discipline and subject area may actually have a premium associated with that subject area. Employment in the future is increasingly a focus for government thinking. We know that the world of work is changing, and there is actually global concern about how we actually best prepare people to cope with that change. Is it to focus on teaching STEM subjects? Is it to focus on teaching particular subjects in the tertiary sector? I think to sort of go along that track is a bit dangerous. I think we do need to be honest and open with people to say that there are career implications career limitation potentially associated with the choices we make. So governments need to find a way of responding, because those changes are happening faster than they can actually plan for and prepare for. So our job, and I think the government's job, is to prepare tertiary graduates who actually survive or even thrive in this very fast-paced world. They need to be confident, resilient, enterprising, able to self-manage, able to learn, and a whole list of other things. And those things are achievable, I think, whether you're studying classics and philosophy or studying accounting. But it does mean that we need to sort of look at better ways of embedding those sorts of attributes in the processes that we design as part of study. I've put some notes here about the government's role in education. And there are sort of issues I think that are really key about accelerating the development of homegrown talents in New Zealand. Homegrown talents in terms of people's skills and capabilities, but also homegrown talent in terms of enterprise. I'm going to skip through many of these. I've got a list of issues here. Maybe some of you may like to sort of ask me about those later. But I think there are some issues that we need to address. And the tertiary commission reports is starting to help us to have this very discussion and debate about what some of those issues might be. So I'll stop there, but maybe you'll ask me some really good questions. Thank you.